one of the, maybe the only question we've asked everybody, and we let things go off in their own direction, is how did you get into this field?
Well, it's a slightly complicated story. I'd been an undergraduate here in mechanical engineering, but that didn't take too well. And for a couple of odd reasons, I ended up going to dental school after I finished my undergraduate degree. And I wanted to take a year off in the middle of dental school, but the only way I could do that was to do research. Mm-hmm. And I had arranged a research project that fell through, so at the last minute I was looking for a summer job. And I got the names of four people at MIT, and one of them was Ken Stevens, and I called him, and he said, well, you're a dental student, so you know something about reading x-rays, right? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, I have this x-ray motion picture that I'd like to have traced on a frame-by-frame basis, so why don't you come over and we'll talk about it. And he showed me this film, which he had made in Stockholm at the year before, in 1962. So this was 60... Mm. Wait. This was the summer of 64. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the film, and then he offered me a pretty good salary, so I started making these frame-by-frame tracings. And after about 3 weeks of looking at this film, I became fascinated by these movements, complicated movements of the tongue and lips and jaw, and how they could convey information. And this was something that we did all the time and never thought about it. And it just became a topic of fascination for me. So I continued making these tracings, and then when it came time to go back to school, I said I'd like to stay on. I took the year off from school, kept going, and then I started looking at the results, plotting out movements and overlaying them and doing things like that, and it just continued to be more and more fascinating. And so I worked for a total of 9 months on this, by the end of which I had kind of assembled a number of plots and observations, and with Ken's help that we turned that into a research monograph, which was published by the MIT Press. And I was off and running. So when I had to go back to dental school, I said I'd really like to keep doing this research. So he said, well, when you get out of the Army, which I had to do after dental school, why don't you come back and get a doctorate? So that's what I did. I came back in 69. I got my doctorate in 74. And I've been doing this ever since then.